Well, Terry, the true believers of the St. George Illawarra Dragons knew that they were
like
we knew that our team were going to snap a 7-match winning streak against Newcastle. We knew it was going to end sooner or later. And they did so in emphatic fashion, 46-24 at Jubilee Oval yesterday afternoon. And we have their boom back rower on the line now, Tyson Frizzell. G'day, Tyson.
How you going, guys?
Very good, mate. How are you going, more importantly? Did it feel relief to finally get back in the winner's circle?
Yeah, definitely. Very, very relieved after yesterday's performance. Like you said, to snap that 7-game losing streak is a big relief off the shoulders, and sort of got the monkey off the back, and now we can build a bit of confidence from that win and get a bit of belief back in the team.
It wasn't all smooth sailing, Tyson, was it? At half time, it was actually Newcastle in front by 20-14. How was Mary McGregor in the half time break?
Yeah, he was, you could see on Mary's face that he wanted to come in and just pretty much give the boys a spray. But he was pretty calm. He looked around the room and, you could tell on the boys that the boys were pretty, lost confidence, a bit nervous about worrying about the result. But, he just told us, go out there and, we just needed to go set for set. We completed about 62% there in the first half, and if we went back to, what kind of footy that we know we could play, we'll get the result in the end.
Tyson, you guys have had some horrific injury tolls during this 7-match losing streak. What's it been like, being there in the heart of it? What's Mary been saying? And, is there anything else you can put it down to?
There's not too much you can put it down to. Yeah, we've, had our run of injuries, kind of all at the one time, I think at one stage there's about 7 of the top 25 players out at one time, and I was part of that. But there's not too much you can do. Mary said, it kind of gets to the stage for us where winning became contagious and also losing at the same time. So when we started our winning streak, was our first win of the year. So hopefully we can build on that and continue that.
There were times throughout that losing period where you weren't playing too badly, Tyson, but then just finding the try line, your fifth tackle options, trying to get across from that 20-metre zone in, proved difficult. But yesterday, Benji did some unbelievable things. He was at his attacking best in that second half.
Yeah, they definitely were. Also Garrett too, they played a massive part of in getting us over the try line, and like you said, Benji was back to his best, and that's something that those guys will get a lot of confidence out. Garrett kicked 9 from 9, and Benji doing what he does best and just throwing the ball around. So hopefully those two can lead us into come a final series.
Can I just talk about your own form this season, Tyson? The Dragons have had a massive rap on you for quite some time. You were in Laurie Daly's New South Wales squad during the Origin series. You didn't get to play, obviously, but did you learn anything out of that experience?
Just to be a part of that series, it's something that everyone loves to watch, and if you're a rugby league player, that's something that you aspire to. So, just being alongside, see what goes on behind an Origin series is just unbelievable feeling, and you can get a lot out of that, just even not being able to play, just being a part of it too. So a lot of experience and a lot of confidence, being asked to be a part of that organization.
After breaking or getting that monkey off the back yesterday, do you feel like you're in the eight currently? Do you feel like you can now sort of finish off the last 5 games strongly? Well, you're going to have to, aren't you, Tyson?
Yeah, we're going to have to, but yeah, definitely. We're going into games thinking we had to win. Pretty much where now we can, build a bit of confidence, and we can worry about what's needed to win instead of just getting the win.
Yeah.
And when you get away from that, you start thinking of different ways to win, and you get away from what's needed to. So hopefully that will build a lot of confidence and much needed belief in the team. So. We go to New Zealand this week and then straight to Brisbane. So it's a bit of a road trip and two difficult teams to play, but I think we'll be okay.
Well, I might be biased, but I reckon yous are definitely back. The Warriors, they weren't disgraced against Cronulla at all. They were up to their eyeballs in that game right till the death. I know they don't have Sean Johnson anymore, but that's always a tough road trip. Saturday afternoon at Westpac Stadium. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, they're going to be coming out with guns blazing. They're in a similar position as us on the table, and they're going to want to make their run towards the final series as well. So they're definitely tough over there. We're playing at Westpac Stadium, so it's going to be a new look kind of Warriors outfit. So we'll be up to the test there.
Geez, Benji will have cousins everywhere there.
Yeah, mate. we're out in Napier, and I think he asked for about 50 or so tickets, and they just come from everywhere. So yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of cousins or friends coming out that way.
Tyson, good to see you back. Good to see you playing well. And it was good, really, to see the Dragons snap that 7-game losing streak. Thanks very much for your time this morning, mate. And good luck for the next 5 weeks.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.